During President Donald Trump's first week in office, his administration instituted a number of executive orders aimed at furthering their vision for the U.S. energy industry, rolling back several Biden-era energy policies in the process. This included a halt on permitting for onshore and offshore wind developments, a resumption of oil drilling leases in the Arctic and along the U.S. coast, and the declaration of a national energy emergency, which will give Trump special executive powers to further influence the sector. So what does all this mean for consumers? In all likelihood, with Trump's mandates coming in, hopefully energy prices are going to be reduced. The government was essentially paying in the renewable energy space. Aaron Sirksena, the founder and CEO of financial consulting firm MDRN Capital, said. He spoke with Straight Arrow News about how Trump's recent orders related to energy are expected to impact everyday Americans. He said, quote, "We should see a gradual decrease in things like prices at the pump. The more reliant that we can be on our own energy sources and our own ability to have our own oil and gas production here, it's just going to long-term cause our prices to go down because we become far less reliant on foreign oil." With Trump set to put a significantly greater importance on fossil fuels and U.S. energy than the previous administration, Sirksena forecasts this will mean lower power bills for Americans than what renewables can currently offer. He said it's going to produce lower overall prices comparative to what renewable energy sources like wind energy are going to be able to provide. People might have this misconception that he's subsidizing the oil and gas or the drilling industry, but that's not the case. He's simply lifting restrictions on those industries. That's hopefully going to lower the overall energy prices that we pay in the country. According to Sirksena, this policy shift won't spell the end for the American renewable energy sector, but rather give clean power developers more time to refine the intermittent nature of their tech prior to its eventual more widespread implementation, without so many federal dollars footing the bill to do that more immediately as had been happening under Biden. Sirksena said, "It's going to give the renewable energy sector more time to get more private investment, rather than getting more investment from the government to improve their technologies. Because eventually, right over a period of decades, we are going to have to transition more to sustainable renewable energy sources. It's just right now, that isn't the case."